So Hillary Clinton, she's going to be running for president.
2016. We're going to have the first female president. I'm feeling good about this one.
No. You think?
Sure. She already, basically, I'm pretty sure she controlled everything while Bill was in the White House. What's the difference? She'll run twice. It'll be like her second term.
Didn't she run and fail before?
I have no idea what happens. I know that if you had to pick between the two women who have been at the forefront of politics, Sarah Palin and Hillary Clinton, you would pick Hillary.
Yeah, she failed.
Every time.
She failed in 2008 on a presidential campaign run. That's what ended up leading the way for Obama to come through. So she's been here once already. So do you reckon she'll do it second time around? I don't know.
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter. People act like, this one says this, this one says this. They're going to go in. I'm voting for it. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, they can want whatever they want. They're just a figurehead for the country. They don't get to individually make decisions. It's all voted on by...
Are American men ready for a lady to be the head of the country? That's the thing. Because you know there's a lot of guys going to go, shh, no way am I voting for a woman. You know there's going to be a strong element of that.
Regardless. Uh-huh. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I think, I have faith that women can do everything men can do. I think it'd be good to have a woman run, but is Hillary the one? I don't know where she stands on stuff. I don't know where anybody stands on anything. So I'm probably the worst person to talk politics with. Like I have a strong opinion about nothing.
Yeah, see, I really don't know enough about it either. I know in the UK they've only ever had like one female prime minister, but she was
like a monumental.
Oh yeah, back in the day that was a huge thing, and she was prime minister from 1979 to 1990.
You know how people get those T-shirts? My president's black because of Obama. I can get T-shirt. My president's a chick. My president's abroad.
Hi, you're 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
David.
Hey, David.
Amy, you need to get up with politics. I mean, the president unfortunately does a lot more than that. Look at the current one who just gave 5 million immigrants legal status. How about going fundraising while 4 people were being killed in Benghazi? I mean, they
doesn't
do a lot.
But when they pass new laws or bills, whatever it is, they don't just get to say this is what's happening and we all have to agree to it. Doesn't it get voted on by Congress and...
Well, they still have to pass it. I mean, he has to sign it to go into law. And if he doesn't sign it, he vetoes it. He's vetoed a few things lately. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and if you can't override the veto, then it doesn't go in. So he still wields a lot of power.
Yeah.
I'm getting a feeling that you won't be voting for Hillary.
Educated guess. I don't know if this country can take another 8 years of Obama.
it was just an educated guess, that was all.
It's so strange to me. Now, we had somebody call in their supporter of Rand Paul. Are you a Rand Paul supporter?
No, I think he's too conservative. I think we need somebody who's more in the middle.
Who else is running? Who's running? It's Hillary Clinton, Rand Paul?
Well, actually, I like Scott Walker. He hasn't announced his candidacy yet, but I like a lot of what he's done in Wisconsin. And he's more towards the middle.
He sounds like a Trekkie. Like he'd be a Star Trek.
See, for me, I want someone more fun, like Will Ferrell kind of guy. Like someone who's a bit more fun.
It would be nice to have somebody who had some character and some charm in the White House. I mean, look, we had Bush in there. Now we had Obama. I mean, come on. Let's have some fun people in there, you know? Let's have one that goes out and tells jokes or...
Chris Christie!
Comedian, you know?
I do like Chris Christie. Would you vote for Chris Christie, David?
If it was between Hillary and him, yes.
I'm just gonna put every name in a hat and pick out who I'm gonna vote for.
Because I kind of like, not that I really take any notice of politics, really, but Chris Christie, I kind of like him because he doesn't take any BS from anyone.
He's a big guy, yeah.
I like that.
You keep getting all these skinny people. They're miserable. They're hungry. I want somebody who's been full more than they've been hungry.
Definitely been full for a while.
All right, Dave, thanks for checking in, man.
All right, take it easy.
I think Chris Christie would be the best one.
There were rumors that he was going to run. I know. Yeah. I should maybe be embarrassed at this age how little I absolutely know about politics. Like, I cannot tell you anything.
But you're starting to watch shows like 60 Minutes now and 2020 and stuff. Like, you know, so you're going to get educated very quickly. So you're going to be getting up early Sunday mornings. And what's the Sunday morning shows there on Face the Press and all those shows? You're going to be into those ones soon.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Reading newspapers.
Yep, that's it. It's all coming to you.